I remember a little over 7 years ago, when our first grandchildren were born, her twin daughters, and we were so proud, and I was bragging a little bit, as you might imagine. And one older grandfather at that time, he said, "Well, I know what you're feeling, but the older I got, the more I appreciated taillights," meaning he liked to see his grandchildren go as well.
During this battle for Iraq, all of our people back from Iraq, all of our equipment is accounted for, and we are mission complete. And with that, sir, I'd like to return this battle. On behalf of the soldiers of the 40th Brigade and all the soldiers of the Georgia Army National Guard, we are mission complete, and I return this battle flag to you.
No, no.
Thank you, sir.
I remember a little over 7 years ago, when our first grandchildren were born, they were twin daughters, and we were so proud, and I was bragging a little bit, as you might imagine. And one older grandfather at that time, he said, "Well, I know what you're feeling, but the older I got, the more I appreciate taillights," meaning he liked to see his grandchildren go as well as come. I hadn't got to that stage yet. I never liked taillights. I didn't like the taillights to see you all go, but I love the reunion to have you back. Well done. I'm proud of you. I know I share the pride that all of us have as we saw the 48th off a year ago, though. It was an honor to see you then. Although sad to see you go, it was a distinct honor to be with you and to visit with you and your troops over Thanksgiving holidays. And I can't tell you how excited I am to have you all back here on your official return once again. You know, one thing I hadn't planned on bringing back with me last fall was a stack of notes and messages after Thanksgiving to pass on to your loved ones. But I guess some of you thought I'd be more reliable than maybe your usual mail service. But it meant a lot to me to make those phone calls when I got home and to carry out your wishes. Major Chris Dockery asked me to call his mother. He said he wanted me to tell her he was okay and that he loved her, as if my message would carry on more weight. And he said he tried, but every time he tried to call her, she just started crying. I want to tell you, I didn't fare a whole lot better in that. But most of you asked me for three things from home. You want a Georgia flag, had a lot of Bulldogs there, you want some UGA stickers, and you want the tapes of those high school football game finals that you were missing. I tried to get my best to get the things that you asked me, and I met many of you on your return flights back to Georgia. One young man came up to me and reached in his bag and pulled out one of those Georgia flags that I'd given. I didn't think then I could be more proud, and you kept and continue our flag overseas. We keep your flags here at home. Earlier this year, we put up a display on the main floor of the Capitol just off my right shoulder. It serves as a reminder of the service of our citizen soldiers. The display in this alcove has four flags: the flag of the United States, the flag of our wonderful state, the blue and gold Star Service banners. It sits outside of where I walk in and out of my office every day. It's right behind me where I'm standing now. As you all know, the Blue Star represents the hope and pride in our servicemen and women serving overseas. The Gold Star represents the sacrifice that our brave men and women make for our freedom and liberty. I pass these flags each day, and I reflected on all of you who were there and are now back home, and all of those still serving in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere abroad. We come together today to honor you, your service as our citizen soldiers. We honor your sacrifice and your courage for leaving the comfort of your homes and families to serve a greater cause. When I went to visit you last year, I went with the hope of bringing blessings, Thanksgiving blessings on behalf of all Georgians. But as I described when I got home, instead of bringing blessings, I was the one who was blessed by your spirit, your strength, and the hope that you've given to so many. I was humbled by what I saw in each of you and all of those who are not before me today, but as you represent them. You strengthened my resolve to see democracy and peace brought to that part of the world. Your accomplishments in Iraq were outstanding. You provided security in one of the most volatile regions of the world. You trained almost 2,500 Iraqi soldiers, provided essential services, and created over 600 new jobs in southern Baghdad. And you helped establish over 20 polling places that allowed 62,000 Iraqi citizens to vote for the first time ever on an Iraqi constitution. And as we celebrate each of you today, 100 members of the Air National Guard's 117th Air Control Squadron are returning to Savannah after their six-month deployment in Iraq. We're overjoyed to have the 48th Brigade back home, but we pause to honor the nearly 1,000 Georgia Army and Air National Guard troops who still remain on duty in the Middle East. We're grateful for those of you present here today, and we hold dear in our hearts and prayers the family who lost a loved one in service, those who have fallen paid, yes, that ultimate sacrifice in freedom's name. While we can never fully comprehend or understand their grief, we will not allow them to grieve alone. Let there be no doubt that every Georgian joins us in honoring the memory of those heroes. For it is our solemn duty to never, never forget those who died that we may be free. It is now with great happiness and pride, General Rhode Heber, that I accept this flag on behalf of the people of Georgia. It honors our state that has been flown so bravely, so courageously, so valiantly on the fields of combat. It will become part of the state's flag collection and will be displayed in our Hall of Valor for all Georgians in the future to see and appreciate. Thank you all for your service.